Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town. Chicago.
On this day back in 1998, Frank Sinatra died at the age of 82 years old. He had his first hit back in 1940, won an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor for his performance in From Here to Eternity, 25 top 40 singles, including the number one 1966 song Strangers in the Night. This one, Chicago. Frank Sinatra died on this day, 1998. That would be 23 years ago today. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks for joining us. Thanks to Congressman Tim Walberg for jumping on. Michigan's 7th Congressional District at Rep. Walberg on Twitter, representing me down here in the Hillsdale area. Congressman, thanks so much for joining us.
Scott, good morning. You brought a tear to my eye with that Chicago. That was my hometown. I say was because Chicago isn't what it was.
And yes.
Now I'm pretty embarrassed of Chicago, and I'm delighted that Tipton is my hometown now. So
I'm from Chicago as well. So do you prefer Chicago or my kind of town when it comes to Sinatra songs about Chicago?
My kind of town.
Me too, but Chicago, a better bump for the show. You know, sometimes you make sacrifices for the betterment of the audience, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Congressman Tim Walberg, I must ask as we begin today, of course, I think too much national attention focused on Liz Cheney and this fight for leadership. But certainly it's important among Republicans, which consists most of our audience, so I feel okay asking about it. There is a hole now in leadership. Elise Stefanik from New York is interested. Chip Roy from Texas appears to be interested. Have you determined where your vote might go for third in command for the House Republicans?
I have, and that'll remain secret.
Okay.
I say that, Scott, you're absolutely right. There's been too much national focus on an inside baseball issue. This was not about any individual legislator casting a vote, taking a position. That's up to the district to decide whether they appreciate that vote or not. And in Liz's case, and Liz and I are great friends, and I hope we always are, but Wyoming will decide Liz's fate as far as her decision to go against the president and vote for his impeachment. But the issue only was here, relative to her, when you are the number three leader in the U.S. House Republican Conference, and you are the chairman of our conference, and you're taking a walk as a leader, somebody ought to be following you. In this case, that wasn't the case. The majority of people were not taking the same position as our leader. So it really said, can Liz be the leader anymore when she's going totally opposite direction of the overwhelming majority of members of the House Republican Conference? That's all it was. This was not an issue of whether she's a conservative. Her record shows she's a conservative,
mm-hmm.
Or not. It was an issue simply of inside baseball, who we decide as Republican delegation conference members will be our leadership. And it was time. You know, she was given a second chance earlier on this year. She remained in the position, but then she doubled down. And it got to a point that when only 8 other or 9 other people in the conference had supported her same position on impeaching the President Trump, and the rest of us had not taken that position, and she continued to lambaste us and others for not pushing back on Trump by impeaching him, it made it a problem. So all it was that. It wasn't saying she's not a Republican. It wasn't saying that she's not a conservative. It's just saying she lost her ability to lead, and we need leadership because, frankly, we ought to be talking about the unbelievable socialist agenda that the Democrat Party has right now. We're not talking about the old Democrat Party. We're talking about socialists. We're talking about a nation that is going away from success, a 50-year high for all sorts of things, including the unemployment figures, so low for minorities and the public in general. until the pandemic hit, and then yet staged for a quick recovery, which we're seeing economically and otherwise with the power of the vaccine that was put in place because of free market principles that the past administration pushed and we as Republicans pushed and adopted, and plenty of bipartisanship that we fostered back then. There has been no bipartisanship since we've come back, and our new president said, we're going to unify this nation. It's become further divided, and then we see what's happening around the world. My gracious. That's what we ought to be talking about, and I hope people get off Liz, get off this inside baseball that takes place as a group of people getting to get together to decide who leads us and who can bring the majority of us together as opposed to split us.
I want to ask about the news this week on inflation numbers and consumer price index, highest since 2008, 2009. This was a big worry when the stimulus, this latest stimulus started going out, and now it appears to be here. Inflation, is this a serious worry? Should it be a serious worry for Americans?
Should be an extremely serious worry, and we've trumpeted that. That's why I voted for the CARES Act. I voted to get some key things in place at the beginning of the pandemic. But I voted against continued spending, these stimulus that have come on, and what the president is talking about, infrastructure, all of that. I mean, we're looking at $6 trillion in the first 100 days of this presidency. You can't spend like that. That's almost double of our entire national budget. That can't continue. We will melt down. Right now, look at the gas prices. Mm-hmm. The last time we saw these gas prices was back in 2014, in the last administration, and it's going to go higher. When in fact we had come down to, in some cases, dropping below $2 a gallon, that became normal. Now we're going back up. Look what's taking place in the cost of lumber. Look what's happening right now with the craziness that's taken place of talking about a Green New Deal, getting away from our petroleum energy, and yet we get a cyber attack that we should have stopped, and to think that we had to pay a ransom, and this president accepted that to get ourselves back online. 50 years ago, we had people at the pumps waiting in line, putting sweaters on because Jimmy Carter said that's what we ought to do.
Yeah.
That shouldn't be the case in America, and I'm hoping this will start waking up Americans. Elections have consequences. We're going to experience some significant consequences for at least the next 2 years until I believe the Republicans take the majority back in Congress, and we can slow down what this president wants to do. He can only make so many executive orders. But what he's done right now at the border, what he's done relative to the price of goods and services, in 100 days, a little more than 100 days, can you believe America is back in a situation that we thought we'd ended with the last 4 years of policy?
Yeah, I was telling the audience yesterday, I went home on Wednesday night and was talking to my wife, and the two things we talked about right away was, should we buy gas because of this gas shortage? And should we buy some things now before inflation really kicks prices up? It's like 1979 all over again. Congressman Tim Walberg, at Rep. Walberg on Twitter, 7th Congressional District. Thank you so much for jumping on this morning on the Steve Gruber Show.
Good to be with you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, too. Phil Kirpin up next on the Steve Gruber Show.
Whitener Bolt Lifts and Docks, manufacturer of the nation's finest lift and dock systems. From bolt lifts, dock sections, and accessories to complete custom dock systems. Visit Whitener Bolt Lifts and Docks in Charlotte, Perry, and now in Negaunee, Michigan. Get more at 1-800-BOATLIFT.com.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more, SteveGruber.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Are you facing foreclosure? Then come down to Megalo and Partners. We're a mortgage rescue company, and we can help you keep your house. The process is simple. The results are guaranteed 100%. That's the Megalo and Partners promise. Provided you submit to our plans for galactic domination. No, no, I'm kidding. Megalo and Partners, your partner in foreclosure prevention. Stop in anytime.
If you're facing foreclosure, make sure you're talking to the right people. Speak with HUD-approved housing counselors free of charge at 888-995-HOPE. That's 888-995-HOPE. Brought to you by NeighborWorks America and the Ad Council.